A lean canvas is not enough to replace a business plan. Let me know if this sounds familiar. Say you have a promising new idea. To get the green light to move forward, you are often asked to write an elaborate 30-page business plan, complete with a 5-year financial forecast and an 18-month product roadmap. Most of the entrepreneurs and innovators we talk to hate writing these documents, not because they don't want to put in the work, but because a lot of this information is simply unknown or unknowable at this stage. Forcing an elaborate plan as a precondition to funding silently kills many ideas out of sheer inertia because they never even get started. More importantly, the world has changed. Analyzing, planning, and executing used to work in a world where barriers to entry were high and competitors few. But in the new world of continuous innovation, where speed of learning has become the new unfair advantage, we need dynamic models, not static plans. That is why we created the Lean Canvas. Meet the Lean Canvas. First, there was the business model canvas. While we love the idea of a one-page business plan, I found the business model canvas too company-centric versus customer-centric, and thereby didn't address what I considered the riskiest assumptions when starting a new project or business. The purpose of a business is to create a customer, Peter Drucker. So I changed a few boxes and came up with the Lean Canvas. The power of the Lean Canvas lies in its simplicity. A design goal when creating the Lean Canvas was ensuring it was accessible to anyone in the company, not just the business folks, because good ideas can come from anywhere. We tested the Lean Canvas in hundreds of workshops and across thousands of teams to ensure that all the boxes on the canvas were intuitive and easy to understand, and that you didn't need a business degree or a PhD to fill one out. That testing paid off. Today you see the Lean Canvas used, not just by business folks, but also engineers and designers and product managers at thousands of startups, accelerators, and large companies. It is even taught in many of the top business and engineering schools around the world, and even at the high school level. All that was great, but there was a problem. As we saw more people adopt the Lean Canvas, we learned that the Lean Canvas was still not enough to replace the business plan. Stakeholders want numbers. While the Lean Canvas did a good job of replacing the business model story that you find in the pages of a typical business plan, stakeholders still wanted to see the numbers side of the story, which is a reasonable ask. After all, they are in the business of driving return on investment and want to ensure the idea represents a big enough problem worth solving. In their defense, we have seen many teams get swept up in the excitement of finding early validation for their ideas, only to learn months down the road that they were chasing too small a market. To address this shortcoming, investors and stakeholders would still make teams spend countless hours on a financial forecast spreadsheet. If you've ever created one of these, you know it's very easy to get lost in the numbers. But more importantly, you end up back in the old world, executing a plan. You can't learn and move fast if you're still stuck executing and defending a plan. We strongly believe that unless you can completely break away from the waterfall business planning process, you cannot practice continuous innovation. So I introduced a new model. To solve this problem, we introduced a new traction-centric metrics model that we call the Customer Factory. The Customer Factory uses just 7 key metrics to replace all the numbers in a typical financial forecast spreadsheet. Using just these 7 key metrics, it is possible to quickly test the viability of an idea using a 5-minute back-of-the-envelope calculation and build a traction roadmap that you can use to effectively define, measure, and communicate progress to your internal and external stakeholders. A traction roadmap is not a product roadmap. Simply creating a big product roadmap and pushing lots of features to customers no longer works. The challenge today isn't building more solutions, but continuously uncovering what to build. And when things don't work, uncovering why they didn't work. You do this by focusing on problems before solutions. We, however, still need to set and communicate goals and milestones. That's where the traction roadmap comes in. This traction roadmap was built using just the inputs from the Customer Factory Blueprint model. It's just detailed enough to get consensus and formulate a starting strategy. Here's a real-world example. Back in 2006, Elon Musk shared a big vision of creating an affordable all-electric car. Tesla's goal was to ship hundreds of thousands of cars at scale, but no one gets to scale on day one. So they employed a 10x traction model and formulated their now famous secret master plan. Step 1, build a sports car. Step 2, use that money to build an affordable car. Step 3, use that money to build an even more affordable car. Step 4, while doing the above, also provide zero-emission electric power generation options. That's a traction roadmap. Lightweight and high level, but enough to communicate a clear direction and strategy.